Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Let's get to headlines here, brought to us by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Vlad is interviewing Calais again.
You could have interviewed anybody in the world, but you had to interview the tallest football player known to man.
And you understand, I have a certain spot that I always get. Right? And, yeah, when you have to look up to this guy, and you're like, he's a giant.
Yep.
Imagine, Vlad, I would have to do that on the field.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
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 It's not like, yeah.
Obviously, there's a lot of fallout happening from the Tua concussion yesterday. This got across as Antonio Pierce, who is the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Mm-hmm. He was asked about it. Pretty blunt. You got this, Vlad? Here was Antonio Pierce minutes ago asked about Tua's future.
A broader question. I don't know if you watched the game last night, but I saw Tua suffered another concussion. When you have players, and I know every player is different, but when somebody has a history of concussions, do you handle that any differently as a head coach?
I'll be honest. I'll just tell them to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer and he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
There you go. That was head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, Antonio Pierce.
Like, I get it. And a lot of this comes from the concerns that they have for Tua. But, again, there's been... I don't know how to explain it to get people to understand where I'm coming from, because I don't want it to come from a place of that's the way football used to be, right? Because it really isn't. People have been experiencing concussions. Hell, I've had a bunch of them, right? And they're all, to me, besides the, and I would say this, if he had not come back so quick and had those concussions back to back in the same year,
mm-hmm.
we would be treating us totally different. You understand what I'm saying?
I guess, Claire, so because you're saying if he would have never come back that year?
No. What I'm saying is that if they would have waited the first time, like, I don't know. See, here's what nobody knows, right? You're doing tests to determine somebody's health.
Mm-hmm.
And the tests you're using are, you know, memory tests and stuff like that, because they say with a concussion, that's the first thing to go.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know, just because he passed those tests, if he was really healthy, meaning that a much lesser hit could put him back in the same situation. Right? Now, he played last year. He got hit last year. You know, a whole lot. I think he took some precautions also.
Yeah.
And he was fine. And then this year he tried to put his head down and I don't know what that was. And he got another one. But I believe that this one is separate from the other ones because I don't know if he was given the right amount of time to heal from the original one. You understand what I'm saying?
So do you think this one's connected or not?
Listen, over a period of time, a number of concussions, yes. But I'm saying that year, 2 years ago, I'm wondering if it wasn't like...
Well, don't forget, like, the thing everybody with the one that, like, the scariest one that ever happened was the Cincinnati one.
Right.
And the big thing with that was we all think that he might have had one against Buffalo, but he cleared protocol.
Right.
Even though it looked very much like he had one.
Right.
They said it was a back injury.
Right.
Then he plays 4 days later, and he has to get stretchered off the field.
Right. Because so he hadn't really recovered from...
Took basically a month off. That was how long he was out.
Yeah.
And then suffered it again on Christmas against Green Bay, but he finished that game. We didn't know. That was just a bump, right. And he kept playing.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, see the different levels of this? And so to definitively say when somebody heals or not.
Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part to do with this.
I know, but I think that the thing that is, it is his choice, and Mike McDaniel's right about that, but I don't fault people for being concerned about it. I
appreciate people being concerned, and I'm not, like, Tua's a great dude, mm-hmm. and if people show concern, that's fine, okay? But I think when people start making these suggestions as far as what he should do with you yourself not having the same information that he has or the medical staff has, I think it's careless, right? And like, I get, like, you saying, oh, this is what I would do or this is what, you don't know what you would do. You really don't. Right, I'm telling you, everybody, we don't know what would we do if we were in that situation. Because guess what? I was in that situation. I never thought twice
about not playing.
Yes, and I was getting hit a lot more than him.
Okay, but I would say his place is probably he does want to play.
Right,
I would guess.
But I'm just saying for people to say
the question is like if it does happen, Leroy, like this viciously. Yes, he got through a year that was clean, but. If it does, like, are the odds that Tua is going to be able to get through another 7 years of his career without this happening again?
I would venture and say no.
Probably not.
I'm gonna tell you right now. No, probably not.
Yeah.
Because it's football, and you're gonna get caught in some weird situations, and you're gonna get, like, for example, I remember getting one in, I want to say maybe Kansas City or something. Like, I didn't miss any time or nothing, but I was seeing stars all because the ground was frozen.
Jeez.
That's it. Nobody hit me. I just fell and hit the hard-ass ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't explain how these things happen,
mm-hmm.
right? I can't explain the recovery time. I can't explain the long-term effects,
mm-hmm.
right? There are times where I was like, maybe I got hit in the head too much. Like, but I don't know.
I know.
I'm also 56 years old.
And I think the thing that is good for Tua that gives him this choice, because a lot of guys don't have to. I mean, how many fighters you see, like I talk to, right, have to keep fighting.
Evander because, Holyfield.
Because that's how they either have their money stolen or they don't have this. He has the blessing of. He is set up.
Yes.
He's good.
Yes.
So this is really a question of does he want to continue to compete?
Yes.
And it's totally within his right. But I do understand people saying, like, hey, you can have the out if you want it. If it does come down to that. And yeah, he's got two babies at home. And it's a thing. Like, I'm not telling him how to do it. I'm not gonna be as blunt as Antonio Pierce because I don't know.
I would say this. I didn't have any kids.
Yeah.
I wasn't married. Right. So But here's the other thing, is that This is all a moot point until he gets cleared by medical professionals to play. So until then, sitting here having conversations on what Tua should or shouldn't do doesn't matter because he hasn't been cleared to play. That decision and these conversations should only be thought of when he's healthy to play. That's it.
I got distracted by the guy who drafted Josh Rosen on TV. Well, there you have it, though. That was Antonio Pierce just minutes ago saying he thinks Tua should retire.
Yeah. So.
You had a reaction to him saying, I never seen anything like that. And you kind of scoffed at that.
Yeah, that's a lie. You've seen way worse stuff than that. If you play linebacker too, you've seen way worse. Come on. You've seen worse hits than that. You've seen guys like on a stretcher and getting, yes. If you play football, you've seen it once or twice a year. And don't know who it is or whatever. Absolutely. You've seen injuries like Joe Theismann or like what's the quarterback for Kansas City and San Fran that they still show his leg in the
throat. Oh, Alex Smith. Yeah, that's gnarly.
You've seen stuff like that.
That's part of this too, though. Like it is one of these things where we've always said with Tua, like he is a guy that garners opinions from people on everything, and he's a known player. And so, I think a guy like you heard Josh Allen last night was like he's one of the best guys off the field. Like, you know, I think that's part of it too. You know, like everybody just really. They do want the guy to have a good life, and they are worried about that stuff.
But, again, these are all conversations that you have the medical staff, and then you make your own decision. Having a conversation with Tobin and Leroy or Antonio Pierce or whoever out here is suggesting stuff like that is a moot point because you don't have all the information that Tua's going to get as he goes through this process. And so that's why I'm not sitting here telling him what he should or what he shouldn't do. No, what I would say, here's what we do as Americans. We turn on the TV, see a situation, whatever it is, good, bad, or indifferent, and then turn around and tell our friends what they would do. And I would say, I don't know what I would do in that situation, right? When I played, it wasn't even a thought. Right? I've never, the reasons why I quit playing football had nothing to do with the amount of concussions I had. It was because my legs didn't work. It was because my arms didn't work. My shoulders didn't work. Like, I was banged up. So, that's why I retired. Now, eventually, you have lasting effects of it. But to sit here and say, and stand on our soapbox and say what we would do. Man, let me tell you, the amount of time and work that you put in this, that you dedicate to doing this, to finally getting there, right? It is a hard decision to make. Look at that. Tom Brady said it was hard to leave. You're almost 50, dude.
I'm telling you, he texted Stephen Ross last night.
Think of all the guys man.
That did happen.
That definitely happened.
And Fitzpatrick, too.
Right. For me, the best thing I could have did was just not show up. Because I know if I would have made a phone call to somebody or went there and told them I retired, I know for a fact it wouldn't have taken much to get me to go back. So I just avoided everybody because I knew that was right for me. So, let's just, first things first, let the man get healthy before we start telling him what he could do with his life. Then let him talk to all the medical staff and the people associated with it that are going to give him an honest opinion. If you got to travel all over the world and not listen to these people here because you feel safer getting an opinion there, then that's what you do. And then after that, then we can pass judgment.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But he ain't healthy, so it doesn't matter.
Take a break. Back with more of this. Hey, you guys want to meet Alexander Barkov and get a photo op with Barky and Dmitry Kulikov? Well, I'm going to give you a chance to win an opportunity right now. All you got to do, text the word CUP to 20357. Text CUP, C-U-P, to 20357. And that is a chance to win a photo op and autograph with Alexander Barkov and Dmitry Kulikov, the champs. They're going to be at Hollywood Collectibles, and this is courtesy of Hollywood Collectibles. If you guys don't win, you can purchase your tickets at HollywoodCollectibles.com. Hollywood Collectibles is located on Sterling Road in Dania Beach. Love perusing a sports memorabilia store. So if you guys want to meet Barky, seeing how the Cats are celebrating, they're getting their last licks in because camp is right next week.
I would say.
When do they get their rings? Dude, when do we get this Cats rings?
I'd say first, they'll probably get them right before the first game.
I want to see what those look like.
You know what's crazy is that a lot of them have probably already
been sized and all that.
No, you get before the season. Before, like right before the Super Bowl, you get sized.
I mean, everybody talks about the cup, but it's still cool to get a ring.
It is.
Yeah, it's still cool.
I wouldn't know.
Well, no, I don't.
I got three in college.
That's nice.
Yeah.
And you're on a building.
Yeah.
Is that on brick or iron? What do they put your name on?
In the stadium.
Yeah.
It's a plaque.
A plaque.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, man.
That was cool. I couldn't go last year.
Hmm?
They were going to fly me out there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I couldn't. Remember, I had my knee surgery.
Yes.
In December.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I would have waited.
Hmm. And by the way, this is not a day to remember.
No.
But. If you want to go see the band, A Day to Remember, they're going to be at Hard Rock Live in November. And J-Fig is giving away her tickets. So if you want to go see A Day to Remember right now, Caller number, JFig?
Caller number
six.
Caller six to 305-567-0560. Caller six to 305-567-0560. Caller six will get a pair of tickets to see A Day to Remember at Hard Rock Live. And that is it. That's our last pair for the week. So if you guys want to win, better call now, 305-567-0560. A Day to Remember. Jukebox says it's November to remember. Hopefully it'll be better than the September to remember. Because right now, I don't want to remember any of this. Just want to go be sad. Weep.
Yesterday was a day to forget.
Ugh, it's brutal. Brutal. And this Josh Allen keeps kicking our ass. Didn't even do anything. Didn't even break a sweat yesterday.
Wow. I was following up on your, you know, on the thing of seafood.
Oh, okay.
Guess who's number one? You know.
I don't know.
Alaska.
Yeah, I was about to,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They produce the most seafood industry landings in the United States. Think about this. In pounds, 4,818.
Well, they do have a lot of walrus to feed up there.
But that's for the people, dummy, not for the walruses.
I just talked about availability.
Guess who's number two?
Miami?
Louisiana.
Oh.
912. So look at how far they are apart.
Crazy.
And that's in million pounds, so I'm guessing that's 4 billion. And third is Virginia. At 344, so Louisiana, Alaska, way ahead. That's why Shreveport is so important. When you see the bowl game in Shreveport, or you see, you know, like everybody's like, well, why does anybody care about Shreveport? I'm like, because most of your seafood comes through.
Interesting. There you go.
How did you guys get into that?
Because we were talking
We got this email about most high school players in the NFL and where they're from.
Right, and New Orleans, Louisiana has the second per capita with one every 80,000 people.
Yeah,
number one is Georgia.
We got sent a list from Galen from the NFL about most players and where they're from, and Miami is number one with 17. Plantation is 12, and then we ended up going down the list of like per capita.
Right.
And then Leroy let me know Shreveport. A lot of seafood.
Don't sleep on Shreveport. Everybody knows what the hell is Shreveport. Well, because Shreveport was also listed as the top, like it goes, come on, stupid mouse. It goes, Miami has 17, Las Vegas has 16, Bradenton has 15. It goes Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, St. Louis, and Plantation. And it says states with the most players, and then it goes high schools, and one of the high schools was in Shreveport. So that's why I mentioned it. But
that's where we went to.
Yeah.
We'll take a break, play a little You're Dead to Me. Coming up next.
You're Dead to Me.
Talking Halloween appropriately with this segment. You're Dead to Me.
Hey.
Let's bury some people. Fix camera, Leroy. All right.
You guys talking about Halloween?
Yeah, my son's really into Halloween. And I was saying, we were talking gas prices, and then I was like, man, you know what's like got crazy prices? Halloween decorations. Because I feel like Christmas decorations, pretty reasonable. Christmas lights, maybe an ornament on the lawn. You may get like $100. That's like a crazy expensive Christmas thing that you're putting on your lawn. And these Halloween decorations, they're like, they're so built to spook people, JFig. Like a minimum one is like 200. I'm like, good God. Expensive.
The ones that are in Home Depot that are very tall, Home Depot,
or wherever. Crazy expensive. Anyway.
I feel like the costumes are way more expensive for the low quality you get.
Yeah, for sure. All right, here's what's dead to me. I see this greedy pig sitting up in the booth next to the Amazon man not Bezos, but the his lackey, whoever's under. And this Roger Goodell. I'm not making this the excuse as to why the Dolphins lost. Make no mistake. They might have gotten their ass kicked 10 days rest. It seems like they get any terms of the deal, the Dolphins get their ass kicked by the Bills. But this Thursday night football.
Week one, Thursday night
Amazon
football.
Prime.
Thursday night football. Now two Tua concussions on Thursday night football. I didn't like Thursday night football. I don't like Thursday night football. One opener, that's enough. Most of these games suck. Somehow the Dolphins as the home team are the ones that got drubbed. 500-mile rule. Ridiculous.
That went 2 years ago.
Thursday night football and Amazon Prime and Roger Goodell's greed. Dead to me, dude.
You're dead to me.
Dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Leroy?
All right, so I'm on a similar path, but DirecTV.
Oh.
It's football season.
Still at it, huh?
Still at it. Still at it.
Every time I see a
Should
commercial,
I throw ESPN
I get mad
in
for
too?
You.
No, I mean, ESPN.
They got the product. We got to buy from them.
I mean, I don't know what, what the standoff is, how much they want from DirecTV, but it is.
I don't care how much they want. DirecTV is charging me accordingly. They tell you get all these sports packages when you can get ESPN and all the ESPNs and whatever. And if I can't get one of the things that you sold me for, to me, you definitely shouldn't come to me and up your prices.
I genuinely don't know why anybody would have DirecTV anymore if only for
because here's why.
If not for ESPN.
AT&T, right. AT&T, I think, bought DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they kind of go hand in hand. So that's how I ended up with DirecTV.
Right.
Because
no, I get
I can
it.
Stream DirecTV. I can't stream AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I ended up with it.
I don't
because I don't need the boxes. I don't need none of that.
But if it wasn't for me needing, like, we would have no need for any kind of live thing. My wife doesn't watch live TV.
You pay like a whole bunch of different bills to all of the, you know what I mean? I like the one bill.
You know what they do though?
What?
They always work.
I know because you buy it from the actual people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm just scared. Like I got all my saved stuff. Like I got like you know what I mean? Like you get.
I got a guy.
I know you got a guy, but that don't do nothing for my all my saved programs and stuff that I like to watch.
This is your first Sunday again to sit down and watch football too, right? Because you were boots on the ground last week.
Yeah, let me tell you something. My football experience this year has sucked.
Yeah, it has.
I went 0-2 last weekend, and then yesterday.
Oof.
So I'm telling you what. Canes?
Hold on, wait, Leroy.
What?
It's week two.
It's week two.
I just said my last weekend of football sucked. That's a fact.
J-Fig.
That's a fact.
That's a point, J-Fig.
That's a fact.
Point for J-Fig.
Don't hit me with the
thing.
I wasn't at it like him. Oh, somebody say I'm the new mush? Don't put that voodoo on the Canes.
You know who I think is the new mush?
Who? Mm-hmm. Marcos.
What a bum
He did tailgate TV twice.
Yeah. Yep.
He
What's
decided
happened?
To get slick on the chat.
Tyreek gets arrested.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Bad
He's
frog boy mojo.
Oh, did you guys see the picture I sent you?
Yeah.
But the fan? That was hilarious.
He's a guy who works for Jake Paul.
Does he?
Yeah. He actually changed his sign to arrest Tyreek after the game.
Oh, my goodness.
Ruined his parlay. J-Fig, who's dead to you?
Marcos. Frog boy.
Yeah, frog boy. Ugh.
I think I already stated why.
I want you to be mobile. I want to move out of the pocket.
Just a little mobile. Be careful what you wish for, boy.
I'm a little mobile. Just way mobile.
Dead to me, dude.
He's Vlad. Getting slick on the chat and on social media.
Yeah, he's very rude. I would say he's a
very
he's
insensitive.
Rude. Vlad, who's dead to you?
Harpsheet.
No.
Wow.
I watched the game after, when I got home. It's different when you're at the stadium because you can't hear the announcers.
Mm-hmm.
But then, sure enough, when I got home, right in the third quarter. And then, listening to the broadcast with him and Al Michaels, very very down on the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Very down. And it made no sense. Like, all right, they struggled. But like you said, Leroy, it's week two. But there were just more important things to matter. And he's finding every little thing. Like, him making a comment about Jalen and Tyreek laughing in the sideline. It happens. You know? Sometimes you need to lighten up a situation.
I think sometimes people think just because you're smiling that it means you don't care about what just happened.
You never
know what I mean? But sometimes you have to smile to stop from losing your damn mind.
You never know when you're going to be on camera on those situations. Like, you could have gotten in a lighthearted moment. They could have been miserable the rest of the time.
Yep.
And you just happened to catch them, and somebody was snooping. Remember the time that Jimmy Butler got fined because he was air humping?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask a question.
Wasn't his fault.
This guy can't be a Dolphins fan, right?
Why? What'd he say?
XRP Plumbing. Can we get owners like Wayne Huizenga again? Please, someone that will spend the money and actually cares about the Dolphins and the team, players, and coaching staff.
He has to
be trolling. There is no man that has put more money into this organization.
Has to be trolling.
Yeah, it has to be.
Has to
right?
be trolling.
Steven, can't believe that.
Stephen Ross just watched a bunch of money got lit on fire last night.
I would say he spent, just without even the team, the guys that he gave guaranteed money to, he spent over $1 billion on that area. $1 billion out of his pocket that the city didn't give him. Nobody gave him nothing. He spent his own money.
You think he's cursed, though?
I don't know, man. I think just sometimes.
Is he the mush?
I think sometimes people have good intentions and it just doesn't work.
You can't be a mush if you're a billionaire.
Are you sure?
You can't be a mush if you spend that much money.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Wait, no, you can't be a mush.
Some guys in that situation would just say, fold up shop and go cheap.
I understand, but maybe he's just got that bad mojo.
I don't know, man. I don't know. He can't have bad mojo. When he come in on this helicopter, like, ain't nothing about Stephen Ross say bad mojo.
I mean, except his football team. Not having a playoff win the entire time that he's owned the team.
Okay. Yeah.
And getting busted tampering.
Yeah.
And then also having to give Tony Sparano a sorry contract. I'm just saying.
A sorry contract. Sorry.
I'm sorry, Tony.
It's $4 million. Come apologize to me.
Did he sing Justin Bieber at that time?
Is it too late? I don't think it was out yet.
I know it was.
I'm not sure if it was out yet.
Was it? But it would have been great.
Rest in peace to the great Tony Sparano, of course. Yeah. Who I believe also
field goal fist pump. That's what we call it. The field goal fist pump.
Didn't he in his last game? I think he was yelling at the official. You're gonna get me fired.
He was right.
He was right. He was right. You know, gave Joe Philbin an extension out of nowhere. He's like, I really like that Vikings game, Joe. Thanks, Mr. Ross. You might be the mush. I don't know. He's trying.
He said Stephen Ross tampered for the team. There's no way he's a mush. Like, here, the thing that I'll say.
The mush is the mush. You don't.
And I've always said this about Stephen Ross. You will not have to worry about the resources for the team to get good.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions might be bad, but you ain't going to never say he's cheap or not willing to spend money to make this team better. That's a good start.
That's not the question, though. Like, the mush is the mush. Like, so you don't. The mush never the mush, knows that the mush.
The mush is the mush.
He said, come here. Nobody wants to be the
nobody
mush.
Nobody wants to be the
nobody
mush.
Nobody wants to be the mush.
But maybe he is. I don't know.
Wait a minute. Wait. You've been the mush, and you have fought it tooth and nail.
I'm sure he doesn't like the idea that I'm calling him a mush. I didn't like the idea you guys called me the Bob Mush either. I didn't. Now, that being said, Sergei Bobrovsky, Stanley Cup, Stephen Ross, no playoff wins.
Fonz is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Annapolis right now.
Oh. Is he like shooting a...
I don't know.
A Navy?
He said we're staying right by the Naval Academy. By the way,
mm-hmm.
We are the only black folks in Annapolis, Maryland currently.
Mm.
I'm like, I didn't know. And for Fonz to say something like that, you know, he's like quiet. Very noticeable.
Josiah says, mush is the mush. Can't argue it.
That's that's what we should.
Wait, look at those.
Should we get shirts made? The mush is the mush.
No mush, no munion. That's no true.
The mush is the mush.
I'm trying not to, like, I'm just, you know, we're just spitballing here.
Yeah, but like when we called you to mush, you fought it till death.
I'm sure he would too.
Yeah, okay, but you like, yeah.
But
I
like,
mean, can you be the mush though?
But my intentions were also good.
Intentions are great.
I know, but the mush is the mush.
But is it him?
I don't know.
Because the team wasn't winning playoffs long before he came in.
Not long before he came
in. When he came in? 2003? Was it that early?
2004? Maybe it was later than that.
Later than that.
All right.
I think it was like 7 or 8. Like he was part owner, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
But he ain't have no say-so.
Well, if he was part owner, that counts.
Wait, what? So if he had anything to do with the team.
Yeah, mush is the mush.
Oh, okay.
2008 is when he got the full control.
So 2008.
Hmm.
They were mushed, you know, long before that. So who's the guy?
Hmm.
That Joe Rose?
Nah.
Because he was around,
he's around before that, you know? Right, okay, you can't put it on Joe.
Who's the new guy? Who came in around 2002, 2003? Chris Greer.
Is Chris Greer the mush? Been with the organization since.
Any guy that tells you that they didn't have, you guys worry about the offensive line, don't.
When did he get to the organization?
2000.
Woo! We found it! All right.
Wait. Are you serious?
Yeah, he's been scout. Around. We knew he'd been around for a minute.
Hold on. My arithmetic is not that great. I'm lying. My arithmetic is great. You haven't won a playoff game in 24 years.
Yep.
Chris Greer came in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
The last time you won a playoff game was 2000.
Yep. Mush is the mush.
The math is mathing.
It's mathing.
Look, I'm figuring across. Whoop.
So he's like, a bunch of equations around you right now.
So how long have you been here since the last time we won a playoff game?
Yeah.
Wow.
We have located the mush.
He's mushy.
Now the question is.
He's so mushy.
Do we bring him some mush medicine? To maybe try to...
Blue Chew?
No, Blue Chew ain't going to kill the mush. Blue Chew is just going to confirm the mush. That's going to solidify the mush.
Want the tush instead of the mush? Try Blue Chew.
So what do we do here?
Hmm?
Do we have to like... You want me to go make a doll and get that root off
of it? I don't know what I want you to do. Is the mush.
Do we need to like...
Is this witchcraft right now?
Do some... No, I don't need witchcraft. I got voodoo at home. I just call somebody and say, hey, I need you to put a root on the mush. Huh?
Okay.
A seance? I don't know what.
I'll call back home. No, they'll make a doll.
There's a lot of nationalities down here.
They'll make a doll.
That can get you.
I can get some Haitians.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You can get some. I got peoples.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
Yo, what? No, for real.
I don't know.
Santeria.
Dude,
like,
whatever will lead to them being
the bills. We got a guy. Since the time he came to the Dolphins, they haven't won a playoff game. Can you get that root off of him? I don't want him no harm, right?
Mm-hmm.
No harm.
No.
But I just want you to get that root off of him.
That works.
Be crazy if
and it's not like Miss Cleo. This is some real stuff right here.
Be crazy if like they're like, we tried.
Huh? Nothing.
It would be great if like they're like, we tried. Too powerful.
No. Nope. They ain't going to. No.
No tap machine.
I'm telling you.
That's a show, everybody. Have a great weekend. We will hopefully have a better Monday to look forward to. Can't get much worse than this. Talk to you on Monday.
See what I'm saying? Why do you not like me?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.